Telephone interviews. Speaking to a headhunter recently, she mentioned that she will often conduct initial and detailed interviews via the telephone. A number of decisions and opinions about the potential client are often made from these contacts. She takes into account the surprise factor of her contacting candidates unprepared. She also respects candidates who control the situation by asking for her to call at a particular time or to call her back. Also, she finds candidates that don't take control or who flap less suitable for the types of roles she's recruiting for. By taking control, you create a positive, professional, confident image, exactly what she is looking for. It is worthwhile considering these as we are covering all aspects of using the telephone. If you receive a call from a headhunter or recruitment agency, it is perfectly acceptable to take control of the call by asking if you can call them back. By controlling the time and place of a call, this gives you an opportunity to prepare yourself mentally. Remember that a private call and possibly inappropriate call during work is best conducted in a private place, out of earshot of colleagues. Find somewhere suitable to take the call. If you get a call at an inconvenient time, it is acceptable to arrange a time for them to call you or for you to call them back. Remember that if you arrange to call them back, you will need to take their contact details. Unless you have a pen and paper in front of you, you won't sound too professional if you're faffing around for a pen. This won't be good for image. If you're not working, perhaps you're on holiday, having a day off shopping, or you're looking after the children, you're going to be distracted. Arrange a suitable time for them to call back and make sure you are in a quiet place with a pen and paper when they call. Other times that it is good to arrange for another call to be made are when you're in a noisy place, such as a station, you're out of the office in a noisy cafe, school run, football match. Not only will it be too noisy to conduct a conversation, but there could be some distractions. You need to make sure you are totally focused on the conversation. Before they call back, make sure you have found somewhere quiet and without distractions to conduct the call. This is the equivalent of a face-to-face meeting. So prepare as if it was, with pen and paper, information on yourself, etc. in front of you. Focus on how to relax. Sit with a good Devo-Diva sitting posture, feet firmly on the ground, sitting on your sitting bones with your shoulders down. Jaw dropped, smiling, take a deep breath. If you are asked questions that are tricky or those you do not have answers to at this stage, either agree to call them back with the information later or send the relevant information. Remember, they are not expecting you to have been totally prepared in the way an interview would be conducted. If it becomes tricky to continue a call, agree to call at a particular time. Follow up the call with an email or letter to confirm what you have discussed, and if appropriate, key points from the conversation. Good luck.